music is key in this because it is the driver of all the feeling and perception and emotion that makes this kind of worship seem a success. You start out with powerful music. We are talking about maybe a driving tempo, getting people up on their feet. We're talking about getting people's attention and focusing them in on what this day is going to feel like here during our time of worship. And then they're probably going to slow you down after a couple of those kind of songs. They're going to have you participate. They're going to have you feel this. And then, like I say, they're going to slow you down. They're going to slow the tempo down. They're going to lower the volume. It's going to become more contemplative. And they're going to bring you to a place where you're ready for the message of the day that the pastor, the speaker, or probably better yet, a really good drama team is going to come out and do their message in the form of a dramatization, something that'll really, really, you know, wrench at the heart or get you thinking. And then after that, they got to wake you up again. So the music's going to kind of lead you back up onto that mountaintop feeling that they're hoping for. And they're going to slow it down a little bit again toward the end for some prayer. And then the end is when they bring out all the guns, all the instrumentation, the glorious fills and the music and the voices all working together, and they're going to try and get you to what they call that mountaintop feeling. And if they do that and everyone's there at the end, they're just going to let you go, and you're going to literally walk out of those doors singing the songs and still feeling good.